Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the amazing world of science and its impact on your life. What does it mean if we can begin to understand the origin of the universe? What does it mean if we can begin to understand the origin of life? What does it mean if we can begin to speculate about intelligent life throughout the universe? Well, these are just some of the many topics we cover on Science Fantastic. And if you want to get on the air, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call later to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question that's always been bothering you, but you just never had an opportunity to ask. So once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. You know, about 100 years ago, there was a young gentleman who was about 16 years of age, and he asked himself a simple question that changed world history. As a 16-year-old boy, he asked himself the question, is the speed of light a constant? Can you slow it down? Can you speed it up? Or is the speed of light always a constant? Well, it took him 10 years to finally figure out the answer to that. You cannot break the light barrier. Light is the ultimate velocity in the universe. And he was just a 16-year-old boy when he asked himself that question. Who was that 16-year-old boy? Albert Einstein. And of course, much of the scientific architecture that we see around us was created by special relativity. Special relativity makes possible the laser. Many aspects of the computer are dependent upon the quantum theory and relativity theory. All of it, just because a 16-year-old boy asked himself a question, can you outrace a light beam? Can you go faster than light? Is light the ultimate velocity? And if you want to ask a question, give us a call. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Well, what I'd like to do today is read some of the questions that I get. I'll read some of the better ones, the ones that reveal some principle, some law of physics or chemistry that'll stay with you for the rest of your life. A simple principle, a principle that explains an aspect of our universe, are so simple, yet they'll change the way you view the universe. So, the one email that I get concerns asteroids. Wasn't there an asteroid that just barely hit the Earth just a few weeks ago, and we were totally unaware of it? Well, yeah. The asteroid was 600 feet across, about the size of a football stadium. If it hit the Earth, it would have released energy on the scale of many Hiroshima bombs. It would have definitely knocked out many city blocks, and we were unaware of it for the most part. So the question is, why don't we track these things? What could happen if one of these things hit the Earth? Well, first of all, let me say that there are three types of objects that we track. First are the NEOs, near-Earth objects. These are objects a little bit bigger than an apartment building. We track these things. They're bigger than a football field. And if a city buster were to hit the Earth, bigger than the one that I just mentioned, a city buster a few miles across would be able to knock out a major city, a major metropolitan area. That's the power pack in a city buster. City busters hit the earth about once every 100 years. We had two of them that struck Russia just within the last 100 years. Two of them. One hit Tunguska in Siberia, knocked out a huge area of a forest. Luckily, it was not populated. And just a few years ago, another city buster hit Russia near the town of Chelyabinsk, and it actually could have knocked out the entire city if it had a direct hit. So on one hand, we have what I call the city busters. They're not that common, once every 100 years or so, but they do hit the earth. Then we have something even bigger than that. Nation busters. That is, an object, a rock, that is bigger than an apartment building, a few miles across. It could knock out an entire country. It could knock out Germany, knock out England. These are called nation busters, and they hit the earth once every few thousand years, maybe a million years. Then we have the planet buster. A planet buster is several miles across. The planet buster that knocked out the dinosaurs 65 million years ago was maybe 6 miles across, and it would knock out not just a city, not just a nation, but perhaps even life itself. Now, let's talk about small objects, smaller than a football field. Do we track these objects like we track NEOs? We track nation busters? We track planet busters? Do we track smaller asteroids? And the answer is no. We are defenseless against these things. And that's why about 100 times a year, I repeat, about 100 times a year, an object about the size of an apartment building, or maybe the size of a football stadium, comes close to the earth but misses us, and we are blissfully unaware of that fact. The next one that's of that size that can knock out an entire city is called Apophis. Apophis is an asteroid. It's about 1,000 feet across, bigger than the Rose Bowl Stadium. And in 2029 and in 2036, we're going to have a near miss with an object so big you'll be able to see it with the naked eye. Think about that. When was the last time you looked in the night sky and saw an asteroid with your eyes? That's how close this thing is going to come to the Earth. It'll actually fly underneath our satellites. This is amazing. It'll actually fly underneath our satellites as it whizzes past the Earth. Now, is Apophis going to hit the Earth? Probably not. But we're not sure, because the slightest perturbation going through the atmosphere of the Earth could cause it to jiggle. On the second pass, in 2036, then watch out. We really don't know whether we can get out of the way. So, what do we do about it? What can we do today if we see Apophis coming at us? And the answer is nothing. We are sitting ducks. Now, you may say to yourself, why don't we send Bruce Willis on the space shuttle? He'll surely save the day. Well, the problem is the space shuttle cannot reach in deep space, and the space shuttle has been mothballed. In other words, we literally are defenseless. Now, we have an experimental program called DART. D-A-R-T. It's a rocket designed to actually nudge or push an asteroid out of the way. And it was successful. So now, for the first time in history, first time in human history, we have the possibility of pushing one of these asteroids away. However, that assumes we have ample warning and ample time. Time is running out. So in other words, watch out. If an object smaller than a city buster were to come by the Earth, we wouldn't even know it until it hit the planet. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can give us a call. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and ask that question that's always been bothering you. Well, here's another question that I get in the email, and that is about, of all things, Adam and Eve. Was there an Adam and Eve that gave birth to the entire human race? If so, when did they live? And what does science say about it? Well, that's a deep question, because, of course, many religious texts have to explain why we're here. If religious texts are know-it-alls, and they understand the deepest secrets of life, then certainly religions must have an answer to the question, who was the first man and the first woman? Well, now we have genetics. We have DNA. We have the ability to look at the evolution of organisms on the planet Earth. And when we do that, we start to find something very interesting. First of all, our closest evolutionary neighbor, looking at our DNA, our closest evolutionary neighbor on the Earth is the chimpanzee. We separated from them about 6 million years ago. Now, how do we know that? No one was there to watch it happen. We know that because we know the rate at which DNA mutates over time. DNA changes because of accidents and reproduction, because of environmental pollution, and also cosmic rays from outer space. So we know the rough rate at which DNA changes very slowly over millions of years. And we look at the DNA of a chimpanzee and the DNA of a human, compare them, count the mistakes that exist between us, and bingo, we find more or less when we separated from the apes. And the answer is 6 million years ago. And then we can do the same thing with the Neanderthals. We have genetically sequenced the entire genome of the Neanderthals. So using the same calendar, using the same genetic clock, we can tell more or less when we separated from the Neanderthals, measured in now tens of thousands of years rather than millions of years. And now let's get down to a few hundred thousand years. At that point, we find DNA very similar to ours, and we find one genome in what is called the mitochondria that serves as this clock. When a woman has a child, the child has the same mitochondrial DNA as the mother. It doesn't change. There's a continuous line between you and your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, many times removed, that is more or less identical, except for, of course, mutations and radiation and things like that. So that serves as a clock as well. So is there a mitochondrial DNA of a woman? Mitochondrial Eve. Is there a woman whose DNA gave birth to all the DNA of every single human on the planet Earth? And the answer is yes. So how do we calculate when there was an Eve, when there was a woman that gave birth to the entire human race? By analyzing the human mitochondria, we find that they're all more or less the same. And then you can use the clock to go backwards to find out when there was a woman that gave birth to the entire human race. These clocks, of course, are not exact. There are, of course, errors that creep into the calculation. But the number you find pretty much matches our understanding of human evolution. Around 100 to 200,000 years ago, there was a woman who gave birth to the entire human race. Now, does that mean that this person was Eve? No. There were probably many women who also gave birth to the entire human race, because there were so few of us that then repopulated the Earth. You see, roughly 70,000 years ago, there was a catastrophic event that happened, probably in Indonesia, that wiped out most of Homo sapiens. It was probably a volcanic eruption whose ashes destroyed most of humanity. And a small group of individuals, maybe a few hundred, maybe a few thousand, gave birth to the entire race. So in other words, there were probably many Eves and many Adams, not just one. And recently, scientists were able to sequence the DNA of many women in Africa. And from that, they wanted to know whether there was one Eve or a collection of Eves that gave birth to the entire human race. And the best knowledge they have using computer science and genetics indicates that it was not just one woman, but several women within a group of women, within a tribe, that intermarried with neighboring tribes that gave birth to the entire human race. So in other words, was there an Adam? Was there an Eve? Probably yes, but there were probably many of them, not just one Adam or one Eve that gave birth to the entire human race. Okay, well, I get another question, a lot of questions about UAPs. People have this insatiable desire to understand what's up there. And the question that people ask me is, well, what's my opinion? Do I think that we've been visited? Well, according to David Grusch, we have been. And according to him, a commander in the United States military, he claims that not only do we have the bodies, we have the wreckage. We have intact flying saucers, and the government ain't telling us. So then the question is, do we believe them? What does science say about these things? Well, science says, give me the beef. Show me the beef. Show me the evidence. And unfortunately, when David Grush was asked, do you have the bodies? He said no. He said that he's talked to individuals that have seen the bodies, but unfortunately, he does not have access to them. But they're there, he says. The wreckage of flying saucers, intact flying saucers. So, what do we make of this? Well, I'm a scientist. Scientists live and die on the basis of data. We want evidence. Until the evidence is out, all we can do is speculate. All we can do is make educated guesses, waiting for the smoking gun. Do we have the smoking gun with all these congressional hearings going back and forth? No. So what is my personal opinion? My personal opinion is that there's been, first of all, a sea change in our understanding of flying saucers. Before, people would laugh at farmers and school teachers that claim they've seen these flying saucers. We don't laugh anymore. And they're not just farmers and school teachers talking about it. We're now talking about Air Force and Navy pilots. So the center of gravity of the debate has shifted. We're now talking about real evidence that can be analyzed using computers. We have hours of videotapes. Videotapes of these encounters with something up there in outer space. These objects can fly between Mach 5 and Mach 20, 20 times the speed of sound. These objects can drop 80,000 feet within a matter of a few seconds. These objects can fly underwater. That's why they're no longer called aerial phenomenon. They're called anomalous phenomenon, because we're not just talking about whizzing through the atmosphere. We're talking about leaving the Earth. We're talking about going underwater. And so what does it mean? Well, in the short term, without hard evidence, we can only say that the burden of proof has shifted. Shifted away from the farmers and the school teachers that see something in the sky. And the burden of proof is on the military to prove that these objects aren't extraterrestrial. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations and the internet that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call into the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Reaction continuing to come in as Attorney General Merrick Garland is appointing U.S. Attorney David Weiss as special counsel in the investigation of Hunter Biden. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Republican from Missouri, Jason Smith, is skeptical of Weiss on Fox News.
I mean, Mr. Weiss is the single architect over that sweetheart plea agreement deal that the judge in Delaware threw out just a few weeks ago.
The number of illegal immigrants in Border Patrol facilities has more than doubled, roughly 3 months after Title 42, the Trump-era expulsion policy, ended. The latest custody data shows that the two sectors along the U.S.-Mexico border have exceeded their holding capacities. President Biden once again spending the weekend at his Delaware beach house. Tim Berg, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on the air, give us a call. The number is, once again, 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Ask that question that's always been bothering you. Or for that matter, if you have kids, put your kids on radio. Let them ask that question, and they can have their thoughts heard on 100 radio stations and the internet across the country. Okay, well, the question is that we had all these congressional hearings. What came of them? Do we have the smoking gun? And the answer is, unfortunately, no. David Grush has simply said that there are bodies, there are wreckages, there are intact flying saucers. He's talked to the people that have seen these things, but he himself is not going to divulge where they're located or describe them in details. That's a matter of national security. So it means that, for the most part, we're just going to have to wait. Wait until we get more evidence. And like I say, one day, if you are ever kidnapped by a flying saucer, what you should do You should steal something. An alien chip. An alien hammer. Anything to prove that you've been on that flying saucer. And that could end the debate right then and there. Okay, well, what I'd like to do now is take a few listener phone calls. So this is your chance to get on the air. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. So give us a call. Okay, well, let's now take the first listener phone call.
My name's Thomas Gould. A question for Dr. Kaku. The Class 3 civilization being over 100,000 to a million years old, would they forget their background? Maybe that's the reason why they're coming to Earth, because they're curious into our development. Thank you.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the larger picture. First of all, there was a Russian physicist, Nikolai Kardashev, who was, in some sense, sick and tired of speculating about life on other planets and whether or not aliens can visit us. He wanted to quantify this to guide the research. So he said something very simple. Our civilization is growing exponentially. We can calculate more or less the future economy by extrapolating into the future. By looking at energy. Energy is the simplest marker by which you can analyze how advanced a civilization is. So he said to himself very simply, let's assume that the Earth is in outer space. Can we detect how fast it's developing? And he said, yes, there are three types of civilizations that can be quantified. First is type 1. Type 1 civilization is planetary. They absorb all the energy from the sun. They are perhaps 100 years more advanced than us. By the year 2100, we should be a type 1 civilization, a planetary civilization. We'll be able to control the weather. We'll be able to control earthquakes, control volcanoes. Anything planetary, we should be able to control. That's type 1. Then there's type 2. Energy scale on the level of a star, like Star Trek. They can mine the information from many planetary systems, roam the galactic space lanes. So Star Trek would be a type 2 civilization. And then there's type 3, galactic, like Star Wars. And then the next question is, what are we? And what's going to happen if we ever encounter a type 3? Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll answer that question. What happens if we ever encounter a type 1, 2, or 3 civilization?
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The question that we were asking is, what happens if we meet an advanced civilization? Are they type 1? Are they type 2? Or are they type 3? First of all, if they're type 1, they've mastered space travel to a degree, but they can't go much farther than a few light years away. That's about it. A type 2 civilization can perhaps scan many planetary systems like Star Trek. Type 3 can roam the galactic space lanes. What's the problem? The problem is the speed of light. Einstein is the cop on the block. Einstein says you cannot go faster than the speed of light. But Einstein realized in 1935 there could be an escape route. There's a loophole, he found out, in his own equations. In 1935, Einstein realized that if you have enough energy, you might be able to create a hole in space, a black hole that is connected to a white hole, so that when you fall into a black hole, you don't necessarily die. You fall out the other end as a white hole that emits energy. If you want to visualize this, think of a funnel. A funnel allows objects to fall into it. That would be like a black hole. Now take a second funnel and put the two funnels back to back. Objects fall in like a black hole. Then they fall out like a white hole. And that would be a gateway by which you could go faster than the speed of light. Now, is it easy to do that? No. Is it universally accepted by scientists that you could do that? No. This is all speculation, but it's speculation based on the laws of physics. If you could attain what is called the Planck energy, or 10 to the 19 billion electron volts, that would be enough to open the gateway in the universe. Now, what is the Planck energy? Well, take our greatest machine on the Earth, the Large Hadron Collider. The Large Hadron Collider is a gigantic machine many miles across. It recreates a mini Big Bang. But if I have a quadrillion of them, that would be enough to create a wormhole. That is a gateway between universes. Now, what would it look like? Well, think for the moment of boiling water. If you boil water, you get bubbles that form. These bubbles get bigger and bigger until eventually the entire water evaporates. And you get lots and lots of little bubbles. Well, think of the Big Bang. If you heat up empty space to the Planck energy, what do you get? Bubbles. Bubbles of space-time. Little bubbles that get bigger and bigger and bigger. And if you were to fall into one of these bubbles, what might happen? Well, that bubble might be a black hole, in which case you may be thrown out the other end as a white hole. So think about that. Interstellar travel faster than the speed of light. Now, what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, right? And that is energy. First, you need enormous amounts of energy to create the white hole. Then you have to stabilize the white hole with negative energy. Now, we've never seen negative energy before. Negative energy is energy less than nothing. That's quite difficult to create. Now, in minuscule quantities, we can create negative energy. This is called the Casimir effect, and we've done it. This is not science fiction. On a microscopic scale, we've actually created negative energy. Energy less than nothing. It's called the Casimir effect. You can Google it. And it turns out that if you have enough of negative energy, you could create a black hole. Now, can we do it with today's technology? No. Don't think that some teenage inventor in their laboratory is going to be able to create a wormhole in their basement. We're talking about fabulous amounts of energy. Energy comparable to that of a star. Energy that is way beyond anything that we can muster up. But a Type 3 civilization may be able to do it in a blink of an eye. A Type 3 civilization is galactic. They have the power of black holes. They have the power of roaming across the galaxy. They may have the ability to explore the universe faster than the speed of light. Well, who knows? This is speculation, but it's speculation based on Einstein's theory and the quantum theory. Well, again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and this is Exploration. Every week, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to get on the air, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And again, all you have to do is leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question that's always been bothering you. And remember, no question is too stupid or too dumb to put on the air. Some of the stupidest questions are perhaps the most profound of all. Let me tell you another story. There was a young gentleman in his early 20s who was going to college, but his college was shut down because there was a pandemic. A pandemic that shut down his university. So he went home, and then he was walking along his estate, and he noticed an apple fall. He looked at the apple, and then in space he saw the moon. And then he asked himself a pivotal question. If an apple falls to the ground, does the moon also fall? Is the moon in a continuous free fall? Doesn't hit the earth because the earth is round and the earth wraps around it when the moon falls. Is the moon in a state of continuous falling? Well, the answer is yes. The moon is falling just like an apple. And that young gentleman is the one who worked out the theory of rockets, the theory of the solar system, the theory of planetary systems. That young gentleman was Isaac Newton. And that question, does the moon also fall, is a rather stupid question, but it unlocks some of the greatest secrets of the universe. And today, many scientists, even Einstein, believe this, that Isaac Newton was the greatest scientist who ever lived. And he asked himself a question, does the moon also fall? Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hey, Professor Kaku, this is Larry Chan, listening on GCN in New York City, and I finished reading Quantum Supremacy. My question is it possible to create glass ammunition that breaks on impact and spreads a harmful fluid into the enemy's circulatory system? For example, what if a bullet were fashioned with a glass tip that contained a liquid bacteria? Or what if there was a glass bullet that contained aqua regia? Or what if the bullet contained liquid copper or magnetorheological fluid? Or would the bullet be too fragile to be shot out of an assault rifle?
Well, you ask a mouthful of questions. First of all, let me say that what you're talking about is overkill. That is, it only takes one bullet, whether it's glass or metal or whatever, to cause serious injury or death once it's fired from a rifle of some sort. It's overkill to think of all the different ways that you can torture the person to prolong the agony. But like I say, it's overkill. That is, we already have ways to kill people. We can kill people by the thousands. The Hiroshima bomb and the Nagasaki bomb, for example, each killed about 100,000 people almost in the blink of an eye. And so there are many ways to kill people. And of course, you can concoct all sorts of ways in which you can maximize pain, torture, whatever. But personally, I think that we have enough. We have enough ways to kill each other. We don't need any more. Okay, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Gigi in Gaylord, Michigan. Just wanted to ask, in your opinion, when does life begin? At conception or at birth? Or what is your opinion? Thank you.
Well, you ask a loaded question, of course. Many congressional districts are teetering on the border on the basis of questions like this. it's become a hot political topic. But I think one thing we have to do is to, well, separate the science from the politics to a degree, even though, of course, everything depends on life. Everything ultimately depends on politics as well. But let's try to separate the domains in which each of them rule. First of all, life as a biological entity, okay, continues even after death because our DNA survives in terms of our progeny. And so when does that start? Well, that starts, of course, at conception, but when does that start? And you keep on going backwards in time, realizing that it's continuous. Life doesn't end at one particular point as long as you have DNA reproducing the next generation. Now, life has a biological meaning to biologists. There's certain criterion for life, okay? For example, life has to have some form of energy. Life has to have some form of food, nourishment, so on and so forth. So life, biologically speaking, is continuous. However, life from a political point of view, that is, when does an individual live? When does an individual die? And things like that. These are political questions rather than scientific questions. And because it's political, it becomes a football that is banted back and forth between all sorts of interest groups. And so I think we have to realize that in a situation like this, it's difficult to separate the science from the biology, because people who are into biology will quote science as well as religion, but science itself says basically that life is continuous. Life doesn't necessarily end. Life regenerates and forms the next generation. And the next generation has much of the same DNA as the previous one. As I mentioned, the mitochondrial DNA is the same for each generation. Okay? So, from a biological point of view, life in some sense continues. But from a political point of view, we can argue that till we're blue in the face. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, professor of theoretical physics. My latest book is about quantum supremacy, about the next generation of supercomputers that are perhaps millions of times more powerful than what's sitting on your laptop. Quantum computers, computers that compute on atoms. And again, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Call that number, and maybe you can get on national radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.